What we'd be looking for from the meeting, Catherine, is that a short-term plan in terms of maintenance, in terms of hedge growth, in terms of clearing the trees from the existing public lighting, cleaning the storm drains, ensuring the path is cut back. The hedges have become all overgrown on the small piece of pedestrian access that is there, and then we'll be seeking a long-term strategy for this road to be upgraded in terms of road safety and road safety infrastructure. The road currently isn't safe for pedestrians, for cyclists, and we know how busy it is in terms of young people and children walking to and from the school and town centre on a daily basis. There's a lack of public lighting, the footpath isn't fit for purpose, and there's no pedestrian crossing to cross the road safely. And quite frankly, people are using this to fast-track their way into Clooney or via Ballisadare from the N17 into Clooney Centre, and speed is also a big issue on the road. So I'm delighted to say that the meeting will take place, but we need a strategy now put in place. This has gone on for too long. It's gone on for many years, and the residents and the people that are paying mortgages and paying property tax, the developers that have paid development levies, now need to see money spent on this road from Sligo County Council to ensure that it is safe for children and young people and families to access Clooney Centre via their home in a safe manner.
Would you say the fact that this meeting is taking place this evening that will involve primarily residents, or a delegation that will represent residents on that road, just shows how serious the issue is?
Yeah, look, and I've raised this probably 8 times since I've been elected in 2019. This can't go on much longer. There has been no work done on this road in recent years in terms of road safety. It's not good enough. We have schemes at department level, at national level, that can be applied for, money can be accessed. And we know there was a scheme planned, to be fair to Sligo County Council, a number of years ago, which fell through because of environmental concerns and the Unmore River adjacent to it.